You're listening to SBS News.
I'm next to the National Stadium outside the Olympic Museum, and there's a big queue of people waiting patiently to have their photographs taken next to the Olympic rings. And behind me is a fence which separates the people here from the main venue. They're not allowed in because of COVID, so for the people here living in Tokyo, this is their Olympic experience. Are you here to have your photo taken by the rings?
We had a lot of pictures. How many did you? Maybe 20 or 30 pictures.
Because the infections are spreading, the fact the games could be held inside a bubble and without spectators was the most ideal way to put them on. And during this pandemic, when we can't go out and have fun, we've been able to watch all the sport on the TV and have enjoyed staying at home. So I think it's a very good thing the games were held.
On the other side of the stadium, chefs at a busy ramen joint are hard at work on the radio coverage of Japan's victory against the USA in the final of the Olympic baseball competition. It's as close as they'll get to the games, which have been taking place in a parallel world, the sport cocooned away in mostly deserted venues. But for the IOC, it's international coverage and attention that matters most. And the Olympics executive director, Christoph Dubi, says on that front, they've delivered.
You know, you have this feeling, and at least I do, probably more than ever, that the world is right here, right now. It is happening in Tokyo. The world has the focus on Tokyo, and this is really impressive. This is front page everywhere, in the news, starting with the games everywhere.
In the city centre, there's not much evidence that Tokyo is hosting the biggest sporting event on earth. Life, it seems, is carrying on as normal, with people out shopping on Saturday afternoon, despite calls to stay at home because of the rising number of COVID cases. It was hoped the Japanese public would feel more connected to the games once the sport started, and Japan's athletes have been playing their part with a record number of medals. But in this part of town, at least, not everyone feels that way.
It's the athletes themselves who've won the medals. Obviously, the fact that we can't properly cheer them on is quite sad, but it's their efforts that have led Japan doing so well. They've shown their true strength.
I'm actually interested in the Olympics in general, but not really this year, just because of everything that's happened.
Why do you think you haven't been drawn into it?
I think because I feel a bit of resentment for them making this event happen in the first place.
So you've not forgiven the government or the IOC?
Not really.
Would anything help you forgive them?
Not having the Olympics?
Before we came out to cover the Olympics, we were told to expect a frosty reception from locals, suspicious of anyone connected to an event they didn't want. That hasn't happened. The people we've met have been nothing less than friendly, helpful, and courteous, whichever side of the debate they've been on.